Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free. 100% free. Freetalklive.com. As we jump right into the phone calls, we have a special guest on the line actually with us. He is Jim Babka, and he is the president and founder of DownsizedDC.org, one of my favorite, and I think yours as well, Mark, favorite national pro-freedom organizations.
Jim, I think it's the only one I like.
Yeah, maybe it may be the case. Hello, Jim.
Hello. It sounds like the show's improved tonight. I thought I heard a female voice there.
Yes, that is Julia, and I think she's a bit of a fan of Downsized DC as well, but I don't want to speak for her.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Jim, we've got you on the line here because, well, I asked you to come back this soon, simply because we're going to be seeing you in, I'd say, less than a week's time, aren't we?
Less than a week's time, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you guys, and you get a chance to see how short I am. It'll be great.
How short are you?
I'm only 5'6".
Oh, you are a wee little man.
Well, now let's not go there.
But he's a big guy when it comes to influence in Washington, D.C.
He's doing a lot.
And his influence is growing because of DownsizedDC.org. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about the Liberty Forum here in a moment, but let's get an update on DownsizedDC.org. First off, the inevitable question, Jim, what is DownsizedDC.org? And then I've actually got an email for you.
Okay. Well, DownsizedDC.org is an organization that gives that kind of turns things on its head, so to speak. Right now, it's very expensive, very difficult, very complicated to influence Washington from a taxpayer's perspective because so many government programs get passed, and maybe they cost a little, that we can't afford to all target them. We can't get up to speed. We can't research and know every single thing that the government's up to. DownsizedDC digests all that stuff, makes it simple and easy. You can do it in your bathrobe. Communicate with your congressman. Simply go to our site, DownsizedDC.org. There you can put in your basic contact information and send a message that is simultaneously delivered to the web forms of your representative and two senators.
It's such a brilliantly simple system. You sign up one time with DownsizedDC.org, and then every time in the future you just simply log into your account. Then it just, like you say, it automatically fills in all the information you need. In fact, you don't even see it happen. You just simply click submit or whatever it says. Okay, I'm not sure what the button is. That's how much attention I paid to it. It really is mindless.
It's submit.
Yeah, you just click submit, and then it sends off a customized letter, as much as you'd like to customize it, to your representatives. Now, that brings me directly to my email that I had in. I've been sort of sitting on it till we had you on the show again. It's from Nico, and he says, "Hi, I want to sign up for Downsized DC, but they want my address and stuff like that. I'm a little uncomfortable about doing this. Is that information somehow accessible by anyone but the Downsized DC staff?"
No, it's not. Just simply registering at Downsized DC, that information is kept private, and in the redesign of our website, all of that will be made abundantly clear. But I can say right now with confidence that information is not shared. But that information is necessary for a couple of reasons. First of all, it helps us determine, using the system, who your representative and two senators are. When you put in your information with your ZIP plus 4 address, it says who your representative is. It tells who your senators are, so you know who it is that you need to contact and how to contact them. And then, once your message is delivered, we use that information to fill out the forms at the website so that the senators and the representative know that they're hearing from a constituent. And it's
okay,
only messages from constituents that are counted and read. This is why we don't send emails.
So, point of clarification, no one is going to be given, per se, your list of names and information. However, the representatives' offices will get that information in order to prove that you are who you say you are as a constituent. So your representatives and senators will have that information.
Exactly.
But
and then sometimes
that,
they use that same information to contact you. Frequently, representative or senator's offices will send a snail mail letter, a piece
yes.
of paper to you. I've gotten them. I'm sure you guys have as well.
Yeah, there's one here in New Hampshire, Sununu, that does that. It's always the same crap, but hey, you know, it's something.
But that lets you know they received your message. It's kind of like getting one of those, due receipts when you send something certified mail.
That's true. That's a good point. I normally just yawn when I see those come into the mailbox, but I guess that's a good point. They are actually acknowledging you, which is more than what many representatives will do, and that is do their best to ignore you. And that's something that DownsizedDC.org is really, I think, fantastic about, and that is bringing attention to the pro-freedom point of view on a variety of different issues as far as attention of these representatives. Instead of just being able to ignore an email, they may have 1,000 web form submissions come in from Downsize DC supporters. And it really takes your message as an individual and amplifies it, essentially, by having a bunch of people participate in each issue. And, in fact, speaking of issues, Jim, why don't you give us an example of whatever the hot issue is right now at DownsizedDC.org?
Well, a hot one for us is always the Read the Bills Act, and I'm hoping even as I'm up there in New Hampshire I have a chance to promote the Read the Bills Act. This is a proposal to actually require Congress to read the bills that they pass, to actually have some knowledge, at least minimal, of what is in their bills. And we say that they have to actually read the bill before they vote it into law. But not only that, they actually have to post the bill online for 7 days so the public has a chance to read the bill.
I just can't imagine who could possibly oppose these ideas, especially the Read the Bills Act, except for the politicians themselves. I mean, you've been getting really good response from Republicans, Democrats, Greens, a lot of people on this, right?
Oh, yeah, we've been getting excellent response. And usually when I come on and do a show like this, in fact, always, there hasn't been an exception yet, every one of the hosts has liked the idea of the Read the Bills Act, regardless of where they're at on the political spectrum.
Excellent. And that's also another brilliant part about DownsizedDC.org is it brings people very quietly, very simply under the fold of of what is essentially, in my opinion, a pro-liberty organization, but at the same time just sort of doing it quietly by bringing them in under an issue that they already agree with us on. And then that gives you the opportunity through the DownsizedDC Dispatch, which is your email list, to essentially share other ideas with them, to share other issues that they might want to take action on.
So, Jim, now, before you go any farther, how long is it going to be before the politicians can't worm their way out of it anymore? Everybody likes the Read the Bills Act. How come, how are the politicians going to be able to squeeze out of it? I mean, you know.
Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, I know it's hard. I really do know it's hard. They don't want to do this crap, and they have all the power.
Well, we haven't reached the point where we have annoyed them to the point where we intend to annoy them. I mean, we've never expected that there was going to be a Mr. Smith goes to Washington character stand up and say, we've been wrong all these years.
Right.
We need to do this. We think it's going to take overwhelming, mind-numbing, intense pressure. Let me give you an idea of what I have in mind.
Okay.
I would like representatives and senators to come home to their districts, and when they go and they're being interviewed by the media, they get asked about the Read the Bills Act. And then when they go and do a constituent town hall meeting, they're asked about the Read the Bills Act. And when they're in a parade and they're going down the street, people are holding up signs about the Read the Bills Act. And they get a call from their office saying, we're getting all these messages, our fax machine's jammed. There's people sitting here in our office right now wanting to know when you're going to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Frustrated, they go home at night, crawl into bed. Their spouse turns over and whispers to them, when are you going to sponsor the Read the Bills Act?
That's
the
hell of a
point. I think we're going to get there.
Yeah, that's the point. It's probably what it's going to take.
So people who like that vision, like me, should head over to DownsizedDC.org, get signed up. It's a very quick process to get signed up and get on the DownsizedDC dispatch list. And that way you'll be clued in whenever there's something going on that you need to take action on. And, of course, you don't have to take action on everything that Jim sends your way, though I do, just because it's so easy. And, Jim, you and I agree on so much, which is one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the fact that we're all going to get to meet and maybe sit down. I know there's some sort of a secret Jim Babka breakfast.
Really?
Maybe you'll tell us about that. The Liberty Forum is next week. It starts on Friday. Actually, it starts earlier than that. I think there's some activities on Thursday, but it really officially kicks off on Friday. There's still some open seats for registration. People can get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Jim, you're going to be doing a presentation. I want you to tell me a little bit about that. And if you can hint, tell us whatever you can about the breakfast with Jim, I really want to know about that as well. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If you've got a question for Jim Babka, the founder, the president of DownsizedDC.org, just a fantastic pro-freedom organization, and we're looking forward to meeting him next week at the Liberty Forum. We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the way. Your calls as well, if you make them, anything goes, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90. Ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Things found in your car's trunk. Jumper cables, tennis rackets, roller blades, and children. Children? True, they don't belong there, but can get trapped. When I come back, I've got a prevention and a cure.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Sure, our trunks get littered with summer playthings, but don't let your kids be one of them. According to Trunk Releases Urgently Needed Coalition, 11 children died last summer after accidentally locking themselves in. Prevent your child from becoming a statistic. Always lock trunks and arm kids with facts. Tell them they could die from being trapped. A cure? This year, Fords, Lincolns, and Mercurys have emergency trunk releases on all applicable vehicles. Now, go enjoy summer drives with your kids buckled in the passenger cabin. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. And that does include the archives. An entire year's worth of the program right there, front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Let's bring Jim Babka back online. He is the founder, the president of DownsizeDC.org, one of our favorite organizations, national pro-freedom organizations. Jim, you're back.
I am.
All right. So coming up next week, Is your presentation going to be on Friday or Saturday at the Liberty Forum?
My presentation is on Friday afternoon, I think right after lunch.
Okay, so you want to be there. You want to make sure you're there by Friday morning so you can get a seat, because I have a feeling it's going to be packed.
I sure hope so. I understand that early registration is going quite well, and I'm really excited to hear that and looking forward to meeting a lot of good people.
I know. I think that the registrations have really picked up in the last month or so. I know that they were concerned initially that things weren't going quite as fast as they were looking for, but now I believe the registrations have exceeded their expectations, so that's good news.
Well, they have a really good lineup of speakers coming there, too, for that whole weekend.
They sure do. John
Stossel is going to be there, and, you know, Ron Paul, too, you know, and who knows, maybe he's going to announce the candidacy there. Someone brought that up on my show last weekend, and I the timing is right. So
it would be appropriate. I mean, it's New Hampshire and everything.
That's exactly right.
People do that sort of thing. So we're looking forward to meeting all sorts of interesting pro-liberty personalities, you included. And I know you've told us this before, but for the brand new people tuning in, what is your speech or presentation going to be about?
How New Hampshire can change the federal government forever.
And that's a good thing for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is an issue that obviously applies to any state that we would go to. But New Hampshire kind of has a special status, if you know what I mean, in terms of the presidential election. So we're
that,
going to be
and there's
some...
a whole bunch of pro-freedom people moving here, which
exactly.
is...
Exactly. So we're going to kind of tie a lot of different strings together into one pretty bow.
All right. So what's this secret Jim Babka breakfast thing about?
Well, you know, people who register, who... I want to go to this event, that use the code DOWNDC, get a 5% discount if they do it at the Liberty Forum site there that you gave out, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum.
Is that good right up through the event? Like if you want to register on Wednesday or like next week, you can get that 5% discount?
My understanding was as long as the registration was in advance, it was good. That was my understanding.
So that's DOWNDC for the discount if you get
right. Now, we wanted to sweeten the pot a little bit and encourage as many people to attend as possible. So we're having a breakfast. There's going to be an off-site. Right now we've got 10 reservations for it. There's a total of 14 people that are going to be there. And all you have to do if you want to participate in this breakfast is send an email to the coordinator of the event, whose name is Irina Goddard. She's been here on your show as well.
Yes.
And just say to Irina, I'm coming to the Free State Project to hear Jim Babka.
Okay. I actually emailed Irina. Now, wait, you said there's 10 people registered, but only 14 seats available?
No, there's 10 people registered, and that's a total of 14 people are supposed to be there so far.
So how much room is there?
People. Well, you know, we'll make as much room as we can. I'll scarf down breakfast quickly
Hundreds.
And make my rounds around the table. It's just a chance to socialize and fellowship and for anybody to ask me any questions they want about what we're doing at Downsize DC and so forth.
Gotcha. I think that's pretty cool. Now, I actually sent an email to Irina. And I don't know if that actually made it so I was registered, but it's definitely something I'm interested in attending. Give me a reason to get out of the bed in the morning. So that's going to be going on. Are you going to be attending the event as well? Or are you going to be sort of flown in and appearing at your speech and then leaving?
Well, I will be in attendance at the event, and I will probably be attending a couple of the sessions. I've got other friends coming that I'm interested in seeing their talks as well.
Neat.
Rob Campia from the Marijuana Policy Project, Alan Schaefer from the Alliance for the Separation of School and State are both friends of mine. I'm looking forward to running into a lot of people there, so I will be out and about a little bit, and sometimes I won't.
I know a number of people are looking forward to meeting you, and everybody else is going to be at this event. And there's really, if you're going to be in the area, you can make it up there. I realize the closer you are, the less money it will cost. I'm sure costs are an issue for a number of people. And if you look at the cost on conventions, a lot of them are $300, $400 for a weekend convention that I've seen, at least. I know the talk radio convention we're going to next month is $400, and that doesn't include airfare and all that. And I think that's it's like $99 for the three-day pass at the Liberty Forum, and you get the 5% off of that, so it's going to be even cheaper. I mean, really, the price point, you can't beat it.
No, and a lot of people's objection also is time. They say, I'm just not sure I can get away, and let me just assure anybody that's saying, you know, look, I've got too much work to do. I promise you that work won't go anywhere. It will wait for you to come back.
That's true. I know that one well.
And all your work you fully refunded.
If you want to come to the breakfast, just email Irina Goddard. Her address is igoddard. It's spelled G-O-D-D-A-R-D. igoddard at freestateproject.org. And say, I'm coming to the Free State Project to hear Jim Babka's speech.
Excellent. Well, very good, Jim. Is there anything you wanted to cover tonight that we haven't touched on?
No, that's really, I mean, the main thing I really want to plug is this event. I want to meet as many D.C. downsizers as possible. I enjoy getting out having this opportunity, and so I want to do everything I can to help this event be a success.
Well, if you're going to be hanging around, if you're around the event on either a Friday or Saturday night during our show hours, you're certainly welcome to come by and sit in, and we'll do another interview of you at that point live on the program.
Cool. How far are you guys from the hotel?
We're in Keene right now, so we're gonna have a remote kit there, and we're gonna be broadcasting from the actual location. So.
Well, that'll be fantastic. I look forward to that.
Very good, Jim. We'll see you next week, and thanks for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate
it, Jim.
Thank you.
That's Jim Babka, the president, the founder of DownsizeDC.org. If you've yet to get over there and get registered, you really should consider doing that. And I guess we answered Nico's question before about privacy. He's concerned about his address and his personal information. As long as your government representatives aren't selling those that information, then you're going to be safe. I would hope they wouldn't.
How long has it been that they've had our addresses? Year and a half, 2 years?
I've been on Downsize DC since the beginning, and that's been years.
I've been a couple of years, and they haven't done anything with mine.
Yeah.
So not that I know of. They've given it to the senator. Obviously, the senators have written me.
But it hasn't expanded beyond that.
Not that I know of.
Nor me. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So the Liberty Forum happening next week. It starts on Friday. Though there are some, there are some events that are going to be occurring on Thursday. So if you have the opportunity to show up early, I know there's going to be some sort of state house tour. A state house action tour, mm-hmm. And actually that's going to be duplicated on Friday, so if you don't make it on Thursday and that's something you wanted to attend, then you can actually attend that on Friday. There's going to be so much the concurrent sessions going on, you're going to actually have to pick and choose. Like, for instance, I'm going to be on the TV and radio media panel on Saturday, but at the exact same time, there's another concurrent session called Becoming an Effective Activist. Proven tools to shrink budgets. There's two sessions going on outside of the one that I'm going to be in. So lots to choose from. Yeah, lots to see. Lots of interesting people going to be there. Jim Babka, of course. Rob from the Marijuana Policy Project. Ron Paul. Michael Badnarik. There's a dinner with him. There are still a few tickets available for the Badnarik dinner.
Mm.
Not very many. John Stossel dinner. Sold out.
Bill Westmiller's going to be there.
Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Looking forward to that.
Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. The Stossel dinner, even though it is sold out, there will be an open reception immediately afterwards, somewhere around 9 o'clock at night, where he's going to be signing books. In fact, I believe he's going to be signing books before the dinner as well. So just because you can't get into the Stossel dinner doesn't mean you're going to miss out on an opportunity to meet John Stossel. So he will be there and accessible by anybody. 800-259-9231. Get registered over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, and we're going to see you next week at the Liberty Forum. More Free Talk Live coming up, including a Supreme Court case that Julia is going to tell us about that has to do with, sex toys. And it's not a good one.
Shocking.
On the way. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. That does include the bulletin board system, which I am told, I haven't actually looked myself, I'm told we're very, very near the 200,000 post mark. Maybe your post will be the 200,000th post. What will you win if you are the 200,000th poster? Not a damn thing.
200,000 posts.
But it is free, and it is a lot of fun, and there's almost 1,500 people interacting. It's bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there on the top. Or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Brendan, in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, what's Thank on you. Your mind?
I wanted to share an experience I had where I dared to not get my smog jacked for my car immediately after the registration.
Back up. You're what jacked?
Smog check.
Oh, smog check. This is a California smog thing.
Check. Yeah, it was a California thing. You have to get a smog check with your registration. I paid the registration, but I procrastinated getting the smog check about 6 months. I think the worst they would do is give me a fix-it ticket or something.
Got it.
So a couple weeks ago, I went to a music educators conference thing up in Cal State Long Beach, and I parked there about 7:30 in the morning. When I came back, got my car at 4 o'clock. My car was gone. Computer was in my car. My trombone was in my car. I nearly had a heart attack. Luckily, one of my friends saw me looking around for my car, and they waited for me. So I called 911, and my car had been towed. And so then I called the school police, and they said, well, you're going to need to go to the DMV to get clearance from the DMV to get the car. And this was on Saturday afternoon. So the DMV wasn't open until Monday. So I was basically stranded in an hour from my house. And I told
Wait a minute. They're out confiscating people's cars on the weekend, but they
won't give them back on the weekend.
Won't give you back.
They won't give them back. And not only that, they said I couldn't have my car. I told them, I'm stranded here an hour from my house. What am I supposed to do? So they had a police officer drive to meet me. He gave me some paperwork, and I said, can I go get my car? He said, no. He said, you have to go to the DMV, and you have to get clearance from the day, like a three-day clearance or something, to drive your car, and then bring it back to us at the university so that we can clear you so that you can go pick up your car.
Did you have to pay by the day?
Yeah. So basically, on Monday, this is 2 days later, I decided to pick up my wife early from work, and we wanted to drive down there and hit the DMV down there so we could miss traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving down there about 2 o'clock. I called the
Wait, which car are you in at this point? Hold on.
My wife's car. She drove me down so we can go pick up my car.
Got it.
As I'm in the car, I call the tow place to see how late they're open, and I find out that they're charging me $328 to get my car just from the tow place because it's about $150 for the first day, and then it's like an extra $30 or $40 each day that it's there. And then once they have the car for 2 days, it's the rule that they have to file a lien with the DMV to notify the owner that they have the car. And I told them on the phone, I said, what was I supposed to do? The DMV was closed for 2 days, and now I'm going to the DMV, and now you're charging me an extra $100 for this lien, which I couldn't do anything about. And the lady just said, well, that's
crap.
The rule. And my wife...
We're just following orders, Brendan.
Exactly. And my wife said, and they were rude, too. My wife was
of course they were. They don't have to be nice. They've got your car.
Exactly. God. This lady says to me, she's like, your wife has no clue what she's talking about. And and so we get to the DMV in Long Beach, and we find out, they tell us that, oh, we can't do registration here. We don't have enough people working to do it. So they gave us an address to the DMV in Bellflower.
Like the main office.
Yeah. And the average wait was an hour, so we drove over to the Bellflower office, sat there waiting, felt like it was in communist Russia. The bathroom was the dirtiest thing I ever seen in my life.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And finally, I get the clearance about 4:15, and we find out from the tow place that they charge an extra $50 after-hour fee if I pick up the car after 5 o'clock. So we hurry up, and we haul to the police station at Cal State Long Beach, and we get there at 4:30, and we have to be at the tow place by 5. I give them the paperwork, and I wait. And I waited like 15 minutes. It was 4:45. They hadn't said anything. I asked them, how long is it going to take to do this? And said, well, we're with an emergency call right now. We can't get to you right now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're sitting in their office waiting to get your car, and you are sitting there waiting past 5 o'clock, do they get to charge you then? Or does it count if you got there before 5?
I called the tow place and said, if I show up 1 minute after 5, are you still going to charge me? So he said, yes. They're strict about that here.
Of course they are. They want the money.
And then, yeah, so I told the police people this, and so they ended up finally getting everything taken care of with 8 minutes to 5, and I had to pay $50 to the police station to have them clear me so that I can go get my car, and they only accept cash. So I did that. I hurried up, hauled to the tow place, and finally got my car 1 minute before 5 o'clock.
Wow.
And I ended up, by the end of the day, I was out $400 because I didn't get my spot check.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait.
And
now,
I'm all waiting for the day.
Now, did this whole process include the smog check, or is that still something you had to take care of after getting the car back?
That was something I had to take care of. So I took it in. A day later, I get the smog check, and they told me I needed to replace my TPS sensor, which I can only do through the dealership. I went to the dealership. I had to pay $1,150 to get a new TPS sensor.
$1,150?
$1,150 to get a new TPS sensor.
What the hell is a TPS sensor?
I don't know. It in the engine, it detects.
I think they made it up. I think they could have very easily have told you, you need a new flux capacitor. That'll be $1,500.
Exactly.
Sorry, you can't have this car back until you buy a new flux capacitor.
Yep. So
oh,
by
my
the end
gosh.
Of the day, I'm out $1,500 because, yeah, I, you know.
Well, they should feel, you should feel good, Brendan. You're helping save the world. You're helping save the earth with this TPS plate thing.
Ridiculous.
And now it's been 2 weeks, and I still haven't gotten the sticker for my car yet, even though it's been processed by the DMV.
Can you imagine?
Hold on. They can't give you another ticket for not having the sticker, though, right?
I don't know. I haven't been pulled over yet.
They very well could, Mark. They very well could. Can you imagine being, I mean, Brendan, I don't know what your financial situation is like, but $1,500 for most people isn't exactly an easy expenditure. I mean,
yeah, it all went on my card, went on my credit card.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're in debt as a result of this.
Yeah, I'm in debt $1,500. And not only that, I had to, they only accepted cash for the tow place and the police station,
right?
So I couldn't pay my bills for the month. I had to pay my bills in credit card.
Wow.
Man.
And can you imagine being somebody who's worse off financially than you are? How detrimental, how devastating this can be? This is, I mean, one example of how the government just rakes poor people over the coals.
It's like the mob, you know?
Exactly like the mob.
Just like the mob.
They do whatever they want and extort every last bit of money out of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Brendan, thank you for the story. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 1-800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line. Do you have a story like Brendan's? A story where there's just hoop after hoop after hoop that the government puts up for you to jump through like a good little slave? I had one recently. It was here in New Hampshire. We got another vehicle after the truck was wrecked that we brought up from Florida. And I wanted to register the vehicle down in Florida because just would cost me less to do it that way. I'll have my Florida gang protect me from the New Hampshire gang. I had to send in a form to the Florida Department of Taxation Collection or whatever that essentially said, yes, this is the vehicle that I've gotten. And there was this requirement on the form that said that you had to show a verification of the VIN number on the vehicle. And I thought I did this pretty effectively. I'll explain how I did it coming up here. And, Julia, you were involved in this as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff. There's two places you can buy stuff and help support Free Talk Live. Number one, the Free Talk Live store, where you can get access to Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and other great merchandise, including DVD collector's sets. We've got free bumper stickers, by the way. The Free Talk Live Free Marketeer flag, all there at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Now, also, to get up every other thing you might possibly need in life, I'm pretty sure Amazon has it. Amazon.freetalklive.com, 35 categories of products, from groceries to books to office products to sporting goods to accessories and clothing. It's all there, even furniture. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. You shop at that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase, and you get a great deal. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about, we had Brendan on the line in Los Angeles, and he was telling us about this just debacle that he had.
It's amazing dealing with the government. It always sucks, and the more rules they have, the more it sucks.
And I was talking about, I was asking if you guys listening had any government debacle stories where the government just puts up hoop after hoop for you to jump through, and it costs you X amount of dollars or X amount of time. In my case, it didn't cost as many dollars as Brendan, but it was certainly a big pain in the butt. We got a car here in New Hampshire, and I wanted to register it down in Florida. And so I got the form from Florida, which they had to mail to me. They mailed up the form. I filled it out. And one of the requirements on the form was that I had a verification of the VIN number. And there were two ways that you could verify the VIN number. And I guess the reason for this is that they want to make sure you're telling the truth or you're not some sort of chop shop dealer or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's a requirement. And so the two different ways you could do it were to have the dealer, a car dealership, it doesn't matter if it's the actual, say, Subaru dealership, that's what we have, Subaru, but any car dealership, they can physically inspect the number and then fill out a piece of paper, or essentially sign an affidavit that says that they did indeed physically inspect the VIN number on this vehicle, and it is as follows, blah, 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 right?
Right.
So that's one way you could do it. The second way was you could go to the police and have a police officer inspect it, and he could fill out his badge number on this particular form from the state of Florida.
I bet they're dying to do that.
I decided I didn't want to bring attention to myself as far as the police are concerned. I just don't like dealing with them.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with them. So I decided to go with the dealer option. And I figured, well, okay, they want a dealer-confirmed VIN number. Well, I had the car inspected because it was a used car purchase. And so when you buy a used car, the sensible thing to do is to take it in and have it inspected, have it checked out to make sure that you know everything that's wrong with it. And so I had already brought the car in to Subaru and had them, you know, paid them $36 or whatever to do the hour-long inspection. And part of the inspection is looking at the VIN number.
Right.
And typing it into their computer system and printing out a piece of paper that indicates very clearly what the VIN number is. So I figured that'd be good enough, right? They just wanted to have a dealership verification of the VIN number. So I included that. The original document, I didn't Xerox it or copy it or anything, included the original document of the inspection in the application with my check, which I put the extra $7 on there for the expedited processing, because, you know, I know that most of the time it's all about money with government. I know they just want to get their hands on your cash, and as long as they get the money, they're okay with cutting corners here and there.
Really? Okay.
And so that's why you can, for instance, submit your passport application with the expedited processing. Anyway, so I sent in the extra cash. It's like $150, all the taxes and everything. Week later, I get a phone call from one of the bureaucrats down in Florida saying, this isn't good enough. And I spent probably 15 minutes on the phone with this woman trying to understand why it is that they wouldn't accept the dealership's inspection report with the VIN number clearly indicated on it. And it's just because she's a bureaucrat and she has these rules that she's following to a T, and one of the rules is they had to actually have a signed statement from one of the people at Subaru. Now, the inspection report wasn't signed by anybody.
Mm.
So I called up Subaru, and I sort of explained the situation to them. I said, I need to get this signed. You guys need to sign this saying you've inspected the VIN number, and then the state of Florida will be happy. So Subaru, they very nicely took the time. I wasn't paying them for this. They took the time to send me a letter signed by the guy who runs the sales or the service department. I took that, put it in an envelope, sent it down with another $10 because now there's a late fee because I didn't get everything in on time. You have 30 days to register the vehicle, so I sent in $10 extra and this information. What I thought they'd requested, it was a signed sheet from the guy at Subaru saying that they had inspected the VIN number, which they had done in the inspection process.
Right.
Week later, get another phone call from the bureaucrat. No, this isn't good enough. Are you kidding me? This isn't good enough? No, this time, what was wrong was, it was a signed statement from the guy who was at Subaru, but she called the guy at Subaru and asked him if he was the one who inspected the VIN, and he wasn't. So that wasn't good enough.
Oh, God.
So I actually did have to go down to Subaru, have the guy come out, look at the VIN number, and then he went back in there and had, probably shouldn't tell the state this, but he had the secretary type up the letter, and then he signed it.
Good Lord.
But yes, I finally did send that.
Dealing
it
with
took
these
me
people
weeks.
Is just incredible.
It took me almost a month of sending forms back and forth just to get a car registered. 800-259-9231. So if you've got a red tape story like that, let's go to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live on the Apple. Okay, let's try. I think we've got a lady on the line, actually. Darla in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Okay, hello. Can you hear me okay?
I got you, Darla. What's on your mind?
Okay, I was going to relate an incident, and this has actually been really far back in the day, almost like 20 years ago, but
okay.
It made a pretty big impact in my life. Well, back at that time, I had a really old car. It was like a 73 Duster, and I was a single parent, divorcee. I had like 5 kids.
Oh,
so
boy.
We were going down somewhere down the road one day, and I didn't have everybody in a car seat. I had one of my younger ones was not in a car seat.
Okay.
So I got pulled over about it, and I got ticketed for it. So I was told to go to court. I went to court about it, and they were saying, get the car seat and come back in and show proof that you have it, and then everything would be taken care of.
I see.
I went and purchased a car seat, and I came back into court and showed proof of the receipt that I had bought it, and I thought everything was said and done. But the judge never took it off of the list. So
really? Okay.
Later on, I was driving down the road, and I didn't realize I must have had a fuse that had gone out. And I didn't know that I didn't have tail lights. I had headlights, but I didn't realize I didn't have rear lights.
Sure,
so I got
who
pulled
can?
Over.
Okay.
Right, I couldn't see in the back. So So I got pulled over. And when I got pulled over, you know, go through, give them your license and all of that. What am I worried about? No problem.
Yeah, you thought you jumped through the hoops.
Exactly.
And this happens, by the way, all the time, where a person will jump through the hoops correctly,
right.
And the bureaucrats will just let it slip through the cracks.
Forgot, sorry.
So
well,
what
next thing I know, it was step out of the car. There's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh.
So I have all my kids are in the car with me again. No, this time they weren't. I remember, I recall, because it's been almost 20 years. I was on the way to the store. I worked third shift, and I was on the way to the store to get some food for them before I went to work that evening. And so this was maybe around 7. I was doing the work around 10. Well, they're like, get out of the car. There's a warrant for your arrest. I said, I have not done anything. So I get out, and this policeman it's some kind of ride along with the cop program, so he has some civilian riding along with him. So he says, hand him your purse. So
what?
I had to I was a little bit perturbed because I had some personal items in my purse, you know, and I really didn't want some male stranger rifling through my purse like that. So he goes all through my purse, and then they're like, you have to go downtown. So the next thing I know, my car is left, and I'm in the police car, and I go downtown, and they mugshot me and fingerprint me.
You were arrested.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
wow.
I was a common felon now, and so I'm going through all that, and I'm telling the people I have done nothing, and whatever you think this is connected to, it's not. And so I kept harping at him, and, like, this was in Fort Wayne, Indiana at the time.
Darla, you've got about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Right, okay. They went up. They came back red-faced. He's right. There is nothing on her. I tried to get it taken care of. I tried to sue them. I was told the judge had tort immunity. My vehicle was towed. I couldn't get my car out. I got lost time off from work because I couldn't get to work that night. The whole thing was just a big nightmare.
Yep. You know, that's all that happens is you lose.
But
when you come in contact.
20 years later, I tried to get a job needing a security clearance, and I find out my fingerprints are still on file with the FBI, so I can't get that job.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh, Darla. Thank you for sharing that story. With us. We really appreciate hearing from you. 20 years later, the repercussions.
And it's just some bureaucrat's mistake.
Yep. And whenever you encounter bureaucrats, you are going to lose. At the very least, you will lose your time. At the most, you'll lose your life. Hour 2's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.